أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My amiable brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, it's a blessing to have us healthy this moment to observe our lessons as usual after the long break due to the blessed month of Ramadan. We took a long break, so today inshallah we will continue from where we stopped. It is compulsory upon us to extend our gratitude to Allah Almighty for sparing our lives to observe the acts, one of the pillars of Islam, which is Ramadan. We ask Allah and we thank Him enough for giving us that ability, and we ask Him to accept all what we have forwarded in Ramadan, before Ramadan, and also after Ramadan. We supposed to have continued our lesson last week, but due to unforeseen circumstances, we are unable to, and I supposed to have do it similarly this week, as we usually observe it Thursday and Friday, but here it's coming on Saturday. Notwithstanding, inshallah, from this week it will be coming up every Thursday and Friday as usual. So I welcome everyone back to the break, and I hope we will dedicate more time and we will help ourselves and share understanding to know our deen and our religion better. If you could remember, we stopped last lesson on ritual baths. We've talked on ritual baths, things that necessitate ritual baths, the farilla, that is the compulsory aspect of ritual bath, the sunnah aspect of ritual bath, as well as recommended aspects of ritual baths. And also, if you could remember the last phrase we've talked on that particular chapter or topic, was where Malam says la yahillu li junubin dukhul al masjid wa la qira'ati al qur'an illa al ayat wa nahwiha li ta'awuz wa nahwihi wa la yajuz li man la yaqdiru ala al ma' al barid an yati jawzatuhu hatta yu'id al alata illa an yahtalima fala shay'a alayhi. That was where we stopped, if you could remember. He said it is not allowed for a person in state of major impurity to enter the masjid or to recite Quran, except for ayah, like I said, cite example with Ayatul Kursi that we often recite while going to bed or seeking for seeking protection. And he said, so except a single verse or the likes. And it is not allowed for a person who is incapable of touching cold water to meet his wife, except he find a means of boiling out that water. Illa an yatalima, except if he dreams, fala shay'a alayhi, then there is no harm on him. So that was where we stopped. So today, inshallah, we are going to look into a new topic. Faslun fit tayammum. Faslun fit tayammum. If you are following and you are with your test, you can open to page 12 if you are using the same test with me. Faslun fit tayammum. This chapter is going to talk on tayammum, at-taymama. What is tayammum? A tayammum is dry ablution. So it will, after we have taken ablution before, so now it's going to tell us on dry ablution. So Islam has provided us with anything we need in order to perform our obligations appropriately, because we are not created for anything except for this cause. So please let's engage in knowing our deen better. So before we go through read from the book, if I may ask, what is tayammum? What is tayammum? So in another text, scholars say at-tayammum shar'an طهارة ترابية تستعمل في الوجه واليدين بنية استباحة الصلاة بدلا وبدل الوضوء وهو مشروع في الكتاب والسنة. تيمما or dry ablution is طهارة ترابية, is sand purification or sand ablution, using sand to perform ablution, or better still say dry ablution. You understand? Tusta'amalu fil wajhi wal yadayni, which covers the face and the hand only. That's only what it covers. It covers the face and the hand. Biniyatin, with the intention, istibahati salah, to be allowed to perform salah. Because whatever makes you to perform, for instance, if it is junub, you have not washed it. So you are just using that, tayammum to be allowed to perform salah. Badalan li wudu, in place of wudu, is just like a pronoun to now. You understand? Just as pronoun is to now. So that is how tayammum is to tayammum. وهو مشروع في الكتاب والسنة. It has its references from Kitab, the Quran, والسنة, and the Hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. In Quran, Allah is saying, وإن كنتم مرضا أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا. He said, "Wa in kuntum marda, if you are sick, aw ala safarin, or you are on a journey, aw ja'adun minkum min al-ghaidi, or someone comes out from the toilet, aw lamastum an-nisaa, or he touches his wife, that means he met his wife, falam yajidu ma'an, and he does not have water, fatayammamu, then he should perform tayammama." Sa'idan layiban, with a place which is pure and clean, with a clean and pure place. So that is the reference in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And from Hadith Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was reported by a Sahaba of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Umar bin Hasib radiallahu anhu. He said, كنا مع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فصلى بالناس فإذا هو برجل مؤتزل فقال ما منعك أن تصلي فقال أصابتني جنابة ولا ماء قال عليك بالسعيد فإنه يكفيك. It was reported from this Sahaba Umar bin Hasib رضي الله عنه, the peace may peace be upon him. He said, "Kunna ma'a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are together with the Prophet, peace be upon him, fi suffering on a journey. Fasallah bin nasi, he led people in prayer. Fa'iza huwa birajulin, after the prayer, then there was a man, mu'tazilin, aside, he is aside, he did not join the congregation to say his salah. Then Rasul asks, ما منعك أن تصلي؟ What stop you from performing salah؟ فقال then he said أصابتني جنابة. I am in a state of major impurity. That is, janaba has occurred. I have janaba. ولا ماء. And there is no water. فقال then رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him عليك بالسائل. You should go and find a pure and clean place. فإنه يفريك. It's enough for you. Use. That is, then he recommend. He show him how to perform. Tayammama, and it's enough for him. Bukhari or Muslim reported this hadith. So now this is just as a way of introduction. We will go through the test now. He said وَيَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسَافِرُ فِي غَيْرِ مَعْسِيَةٍ الْمُسَافِرُ a traveler وَيَتَيَمَّمُ he will perform, he can perform tayammama في غير معصية in a journey which is not illegal. For a journey that is not illegal. So in any journey you are going which is not illegal, you can perform waziko. And you did not find water, you can perform tayammama and say your salah. If we may ask ourselves, what journey is described as illegal? Like a journey without permission, you understand, as a person under the care of their parent, you are not allowed to go far without their permission, you understand. So, and if you do, you are that your particular journey is illegal, because suqut il نعم بر الله في البر الوالدين وسقط الله في سقط الوالدين نعم because the disobeying parent is disobeying Allah. So also a servant is not allowed to embark on a journey without the permission of his master. So and if he he is on an illegal journey. And also some scholars say you cannot in a journey for game. You are going for a game like competition, just like that, like football or other things. Some say it is not allowed for you to perform tayammama. You have to use ablution. But other scholars also say it is not haram. But some scholar insist that it is a play, and Islam is not for play. You understand? It's just trying. They are just ijtihad they are doing, and they are trying to protect this. Like for instance, in this generation we are in, when you leave everything so simple, so people will take it for granted. So that is their say, that yes, it is not haram, but Islam is not for play. So and there are many other journeys that are considered illegal. So when married, a sick person, he can perform tayammama li faridatin, to perform farilla or obligatory salah, or nafilatin, or even nafila. ويتيمم الحادر الصحيح للفرائد الحادر a non-traveler, that is a residence, is someone that is residing at home, he is not on a journey. As-sahihu, he is not sick, and a healthy person is healthy. Wa-yatayammamu, he can perform tayammama li-faraid, to say obligatory salah. Iza khafa khuruj al-waqti, with the condition he fear that the time will be over. You are healthy, you are at home, but maybe you just wake up from sleep. Remaining just time is just for two raka'ah, for you to say two raka'ah before the times elapse for that particular salah. You understand? Before the sun sets, for instance. So before you get water out there, or you have to even go to well or stream to get your water, then
it will take time, and that salah will be gathered for you, so you can quickly use taymama and say your salah. Because if you are able to observe a single rakah on time, then the whole salah is considered to be on time. So except illa an iza khafa khuruj alwaqt, if you fear that the time will runs out. Wala yatayammam alhadir sahih, alhadir, a person that is not on a journey, that is at someone that is at home, as sahih, and a healthy person. Wala yatayammam, he will not perform taymama linafilatin, because of non-obligatory salah. Like for instance, you just wake up at night, you want to say nafila, and you didn't find water, you cannot perform taymama and say that particular salah. Wala juma'atin, and you are not allowed to pray juma'ah with taymama. You will not perform taymama because you want to perform juma'ah. Wala janazatin, and you will not do taymama for funeral prayer. Illa iza ta'ayyanat alayhi najazatu, except if the funeral prayer is necessary on him or is compulsory on him. How can funeral prayer be necessary on you? One, to mention but few, we have many, but one, if you are the only knowledgeable person that knows how to perform salatul janazah, and you are in state of major impurity, you cannot touch water, then you should, there is water, you are sick or something like that, then you can perform taymama and lead the prayer. And also, if two of you in the community are Muslim, then the other dies, no, remaining only you, then it is only you that will pray for him. You understand, janazah prayer, and you are in a state that you can not use water, or there is not even water, then you can use taymama and do salah for him. Or which one again? We have them many. So in that case, except if it is ta'ayyana, or the person assign you that or recommend that you are the person that is going to perform salah on him when he dies. Like for instance, some will say their eldest son should be the one, or someone will recommend a particular scholar. So if that particular person is not in a state that he will touch water, then he can use taymama and lead the prayer. So before we continue to go into the compulsory aspect of taymama, I want us to look into few things here. To add also to the people that can observe taymama, like now he mentioned some, the person on journey, the ill person or sick person, and also a person who fears the time runs out. Then also a person who is in state of major impurity, you understand, and also the menstrual woman whose menstruation has ceased can perform, and she doesn't have water to go and perform her ritual, but or that particular person does not have water to perform his ritual, but because of that state of major impurity, then he can, and it's time for salah, then he can use taymama and pray, say his salah. But don't wait, because we do this a lot, some do this mistake. You don't have water, maybe it will take time before you get water, or like for those that are not able to, they cannot use cold water, there is water, but they cannot use cold water, and your menstruation ceases before the sun at dawn. Yes, your menstruation ceases at dawn, that means you have to observe Salat al-Subh. So you should not wait until you perform your ritual baths, since at that time you cannot touch water then perform your zikr, perform taymah and say your salah. So also for someone that dreams, because he told us before that in our previous class, I read it in the beginning, that a person that is not able to touch cold water will not go to his wife except he find a means of boiling the water, except if a person dreams. So for instance, you dream of having intercourse and you released. So when you woke up and you are incapable of touching cold water, then you can perform taymama and observe Salat al-Subh. Then when you get the means, then you perform your salah. But for menstruating woman, her husband should not confuse seeing her praying and she did not observe her ritual, but he should not come closer to her or try to have intercourse with her at that moment. No, it's not allowed until she find a water and she takes her bath. That's that for that. So the fara'id. Wa fara'id tayammum an-niyya. The compulsory step in tayammum, we have an-niyyatu, intention. We already know is huwa aslin fi kulli fi jami'il amal or fi jami'il a'mal. It is the foundation in all actions. So you have to take niyya, and niyyat al-istibahati salah, the niyya that will, that this taymama should be to you, permission to be granted for you to observe salah, because it does not cleanse you from this the state of impurity you are in. Taymama does not clean you from the state of impurity you are in. It's just for you to be allowed, granted. So this is one, in one long hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, he mentioned like six things that was granted to him and his ummah that was not ever granted to anybody. One is this taymama, and also to all the surface of the earth should be, is clean for him. So you can say your salah anywhere you are. But some other ummah, except you come to the masjid. So, but that was one of this taymama is one of it. So, wasa'idu, then a place, a tahir, and clean and pure. You should find a pure and clean place to perform it. Wa mashul wajhi, then rubbing of the face. Wa mashul yadaini, and rubbing of the hand. Ila al-ku'aini, to the ankle. So, contrary to wudu, to ablution, washing of the hand to the ankle is sunnah in ablution. That is in water ablution. But washing of the hand to the ankle in taymama is compulsory. Let's take note of this. Wadarabatul ardi ula, and touching of the sand, the first touch, because you do two touch. When we come to the description of the whole act, we will get this right. So touching, the first touch is farilla. Walfawru, and performing the act consecutively without delay. Wadhulil waqati, and coming of time. It must be time for a particular salah before you can perform taymama. You can't perform taymama and wait 5 minutes waiting for prayer. No, it must be time. It must be time, because immediately after you finish, you start your ikama. What tisaluhu bis salah, and joining it with salah immediately. There is no delay. When you delay that will reach 5 minutes or less than, even 2 minutes is enough to vitiate the salah. So let's get this right. Unlike wudu that you can stay a day except if something that vashate salah happens to you. Wasa'idu, a place. He said a place. Wasa'id, what is this a place? A place which you can perform your what's it called? Your taymama. Huwa, it includes a turab. It includes sand, watubi and clay, walhajar and stone or rock, wasalju and ice, like in temperate regions where they have snow. So you cannot find sand at all. So any natural thing can be touched. So you can touch that particular ice because it's natural. But you cannot bring an ice from your fridge and start touching it, no. But this one, because it's natural and there is nowhere you can find the surface, either sand, either rock, is covered with, except it's covered with snow, ice. So you can touch that particular ice. And wal khadakhadu, and mud, or gravel. So you can touch it, wanawi and the likes. Wala yajuzu, it is not allowed, bijisin matlub, with something that is big. Something that is big. Even if it is sand and something has baked it, like for instance cement. Cement is found in from the earth, but something has changed it. So it is not allowed. When you see a place cemented, you cannot touch that particular, even if it is stone or sand covered with cement, you cannot touch it. Or tiles, or tarazu, or any form of flowing that the what was it called, business of man has changed it from its natural form. Wal hasir, you cannot touch mat, the olden day mat that is made of up with stick. So that one, not this type, this present one that is made of plastic or even rubber. Wal khashabi, and wood, you cannot touch a wood to perform taymama. Wal hashishi, you cannot touch grass. Grass is no. Wanahawihi, and the likes. Waruhisa, it is simplified or recommended. Lil maridi, for a sick person. Fiha idil haja, with using a round stone. A person that is ill, or an old person that cannot walk, can. A stone can be found for him and keep it aside. Once it's time for Salah, then he will bring that stone, touch, and say his Salah. So this is only for those that are ill. Watubi, or what does he call? A wall made of sand. In that kind of olden days wall, you understand, the one that is made of natural sand, there is not plaster, there is no cement covering it, so you can touch it. It was reported in an hadith that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam once touched the wall and say perform his taymama with that. So you can do that. إِلَّمْ يَجِدْ مُنَاوِيلًا غَيْرَهُ, if that particular sick person does not meet, you can use the word, if you did not find someone that will come bring stone or sand to you that you will use to perform your taymama. So due to time, this is where we stop. This is just for start, inshallah. We'll try to explain more because there are a lot of things we need to know concerning this taymama. It's very important you know it, because one way or the other, something will happen to you that you are unable to touch water, or you are on a journey, or something that you have to perform waziko taymama. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.